From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Meantime, President Trump has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a madman after Kim indicated he soon may test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean. He also said his goal is to be on the same footing militarily as the U.S. We asked Roger Baker, Vice President for Strategic Analysis at Stratfor, about Kim's motives.
They basically said, look, we need to demonstrate to the United States that our capability is not theoretical. Part of why they changed their missile testing to having these last two shots go over Japan was to show a real-world test rather than a theoretical test. Instead of a high-altitude lob, they launched it in a way in which it would actually fly during a military confrontation to be able to demonstrate their ability to use proper guidance and their reentry technology.
North Korea has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of negotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement. Top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants who are applying to come to the United States. Temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries set to expire Sunday. This is VOA News. United Nations being very clear about the situation for mostly Muslim Rohingya in Myanmar, calling it catastrophic. Neighboring Bangladesh has accepted hundreds of thousands of refugees, and tens of thousands more civilians are trapped in areas of Myanmar's Rakhine State. That story now from VOA's Steve Reddish.
The nearest estimates suggest there are more than 400,000 Rohingya refugees that have crossed the Myanmar border into Bangladesh. And aid officials say that right now, there is not enough food, water, or medicine to go around. Aid groups are trying to keep up with a huge number of sick children and adults who are living in makeshift refugee camps. The United Nations has airlifted in thousands of tents, but they have no floors. Inside the makeshift camps, there is little drinking water, no toilets, soap, or buckets. Steve Reddish, VOA News.
Authorities in Mexico have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake now to 293 as rescuers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock among the flattened buildings in search of survivors. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning a dam is beginning to fail. Officials say 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated, and they do not know how much time residents have to evacuate. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello says at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in 90 years. VOA's Mary Mata has more.
Government spokesman Carlos Bermudez said that officials had no communication with 40 of the 78 municipalities on the island. Officials also said 1,360 of the island's 1,600 cell phone towers had been downed, and 85% of above-ground and underground phone and internet cables were knocked out.
Hurricane Maria weakening now as it moves over the Bahamas. Officials in Indonesia have raised the alert level for a volcano on the resort island of Bali to the highest threshold. They have fears of an eruption. Thousands of residents and tourists evacuated from villages near that volcano, which has last erupted more than 50 years ago. Hundreds of small tremors this week have rattled the mountain, which is about 70 kilometers northeast of the tourist destination of Kuta. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.